But someone who does know, and it's a favorite part of my show, is to have him on during the year, and that is Bobby Evans, who's the Vice President of Baseball Operations for the San Francisco Giants. Bobby, how are you this morning?
Very good, Marty. How's it going?
Yeah, very nice. You're on your way to Maryville, is that correct?
Well, we just had a rethinking of our plans, and I'm on my way to Arizona.
Oh, perfect.
I'll be watching yeah. Hector and the group over there today.
Oh, very good. I look forward to seeing you over here. Beautiful day over here. As the fans understand, it's only about 10 minutes from Scottsdale Stadium to get over here on the 101. But you have been very busy lately, and I wanted to mention this to you because no one really talks about it. You know, we have arbitration-eligible players. We have people who sign minor league contracts coming in. But if you're a 1, 2, or 3-year player, you get to negotiate very lightly with the Giants, and many of those contracts kind of are dictated by the Giants, and you're in the middle of that stuff.
Yeah, well, they basically, the guys that are on the Major League roster but are not yet arbitration eligible, you know, you have to come up with their salary for the next year. You have to invariably come up with a Major League salary, and you have to come up with a minor league salary depending on where they'll be, whether they're, you know, up or down or what have you. So, yeah, it's all part of the process, but it's one of those things where, yeah, the Giants can dictate that salary, but that's not how we do things. I mean, we try to work with the representatives of the players and try to come up with a salary figure that works for both sides, and it's fair and consistent with what the Giants have done in the past. It recognizes contribution, you know, from their previous season as well as their career, and then, you know, also, you know, recognizing that, you know, the minimum, as it went up this year, the base agreement affects things as well. So, you know, we take all those things into account and come up with a relative reasonable deal between each one of them.
Well, Buster Posey comes to mind for me. Has he finished his negotiating with you, or his representatives? Are they done yet?
No, we've met a couple times and still in process, but, you know, he's obviously a unique situation. I mean, a player who contributed to the point of being the Rookie of the year prior, and then goes out and, you know, is contributing and playing an important role, but then gets hurt. And so, you know, we don't like to penalize guys who get hurt, but also, you know, without the numbers, you know, it does affect ultimately what the deal looks like.
Boy, interesting. Bobby Evans with us, Vice President of Baseball Operations. I know all of a sudden there'll be in the transactions, Giants sign about 8 or 9 players. And I guess you do that when it's all said and done, you release that?
Yeah, when all the players are done, we usually just give the media a heads up that the guys are all done. But, you know, it's not a big newsworthy item just because these guys are, you know, basically under contract. You're just defining their terms.
All right. Now, I got a couple of questions for you this morning. One is from Mark on Twitter at Baseball Marty, Mark Diamond. And he wants to know where Darren Ford is. Where is Darren Ford these days?
Yeah, he signed as a free agent with the Mariners. We offered him a contract to come back, but the general manager over there is Jack Zirincek, and he was the scouting director with the Brewers when he was originally drafted by the Brewers, and it was an opportunity for them to reunite, and he kind of saw a little bit of the depth that we had here between Gregor Blanco and Tyler Graham and Justin Christian, and I think he felt like, you know, maybe getting a fresh look might be good for him, and even though we had an offer for him to come back, he decided to, you know, look elsewhere.
Ah, interesting. I didn't know that, and you're right. Go ahead. See, there's always a reason in baseball. The baseball roots always show up somewhere. I don't care if it's a coach, a manager, front office. You go back to, you know, with someone who knew you, and I forgot about that. That originally, was it the Ray Durham deal when Darren Ford came over?
Yeah, that's right, the Ray Durham deal in which we traded for him.
Yeah, oh, good. I'm glad you brought me up to date on that. And we had another tweet earlier today, Francisco Peguero. And again, we look at corner outfielders, young players on this ball club. Not a lot of them in the minor leagues right now who are just ready to bust through here. Where is Peguero? We haven't seen him out here.
Well, he's out there every day, but he's primarily working out of the training room because he had off-season a knee surgery, just a scope, just to do some work in there. And he had some visa delays, so a lot of the rehab that we wanted to do with him in January and even early February got delayed because of the visa. So, you know, we're kind of doing a little bit of catch-up right now, but he's coming along well and should be out there before long.
When do you anticipate seeing him, let's say, game ready, so the fans get just some idea of when you think he may be out there?
Well, it's a great question. I'm not sure that I could give you a definitive date because it really always depends upon how a guy goes in terms of setbacks and progress. And he's not that far away, but he hasn't done as much on the field as you might otherwise expect him to do before he's actually competing or actually appearing in games. So he's probably a good week away from seeing the game type action.
Is he still pretty highly? You tell me how he's thought of in the organization, because I want to get an idea from you on these corner outfielders. And we get these questions all the time. You know that on the postgame show. Young outfielders coming up in this organization. Who do you list as your top people?
Well, Piguero's a five-tool player. It's just a matter of he's got to be able to use the ability that he has and apply it in at game speed. And invariably, when you're facing pitching that is, at a higher level and can mix it up, he's a free swinger, and, he swung through the ball more than he should. And, he's got to show some plate discipline, especially, if he's going to be a top-of-the-order guy, he's got to get on base. If he's going to be a middle-of-the-order guy, then, he's going to have to, really dig in deep for that power potential that he has. So I don't think we can quite yet determine, where his ceiling is, but at the same time, he's got a lot of things to prove, and health has been a factor for him. He's missed time, really at key parts of his career, and this is a player on the 40-man roster that knows there's only so much of a window. He has age on his side, and that's clearly one of the benefits.
All right, so that's Piguero. What about give me another couple of outfielders? The fans coming down here, and everybody follows this stuff, that we should probably just keep our eye on. And I know you mentioned Tyler Graham, who's really, I think, opened some eyes here. Well, how do you evaluate Tyler Graham, who can run Oregon State? He had a great year at Fresno 2 years ago. Certainly can steal a lot of bases. How does Tyler Graham fit in?
Well, I think that Tyler, as it relates to our Major League club, could become a fifth outfielder with our Major League club this season at some point. Whether that's out of camp or not is hard to say. He a lot like Darren Ford, knows how to steal a base, has tremendous speed on the bases, and can really game-changing speed and help you get that final run across the plate to win a game or make the difference. Tyler has shown some upside offensively, but that consistency hasn't been there, which has really slowed him down. But at the same time, even with an off year, our response was this guy belongs on the 40-man roster, and I think that says a lot about how we feel about him.
Very good. I see on the traveling squad today, Chris Dominguez is here, and I've seen him at first base, third base, University of Louisville, a big kid. And you just say, if that kid can hit the ball, that's the kind of guy you like to see in the middle of the order. What about Chris Dominguez?
Well, he's a tremendous athlete, and his arm strength probably plays better at third. His range might play better at first. Be a guy that you could eventually see in the outfield, potentially, depending upon, where we're going to get him at bats. He's a guy that needs to play every day. He competed well at the Double-A level. He may end up starting the year at Double-A again. That remains to be seen. I guess it could be a Triple-A situation at some point. We've got to make sure, if this guy makes contact, he's going to do some damage. And the swings and misses are really a priority for him and pitch selection, to be honest.
What about Angel Villalona? Any update on the visa situation for him?
No, I think I'm kind of pulling out my mentally being prepared for a longer wait. I don't know. I mean, it could happen. Could get some clearance on him sooner than we expect. But just prepared right now for it to take more time, just based on the process that we're going through over there. It really, really seems like there's a delay that can't really be predicted. I mean, we didn't expect the delay as it was, so this is all somewhat of a we're being reactive to the negative situation.
All right, that was a tweet that came in from Stephen Archer on that one for Bobby Evans, VP of Baseball Operations. Last one I want to ask you about is Kieschnick. And we see him in the Major League clubhouse here. He had injuries also coming up through the minor leagues. How does Roger Kieschnick fit in?
Well, Rogers, Rogers got a chance to, be at the AAA level. He's missed time both years where he's had AA opportunities, and both have come back, have held him back. Has been his lower back, and he's very healthy now. He's doing the core work that you need to do to keep that part of his body strong and healthy. And he's a left-handed corner outfielder, left-handed bat, corner outfield guy that has tremendous upside and potential. We added him to the 40-man roster just based on what he's done over the last two years, in which both years he was hurt part of those years. So there's no telling what he could do if it's healthy, but at the same time, that's really going to be part of his job this year, is to find a way to stay on the field and show us a little bit more of what he's capable of doing.
Yeah, interesting camp. I like it from that standpoint of the young people wanting to show you, because you have some who have been injured and kind of getting to that point in their careers where, you got to show something. And I think you have a lot of people like that in camp. One more question for you, and I appreciate you being on with us this Sunday morning, Bobby Evans, VP of Baseball Operations for the Giants. Is Belt still in the mix as an outfielder, or is he strictly a first baseman now?
Well, I think that remains to be seen. I think that from our evaluations of him, and even more so this winter, we see him fitting in much better as a first baseman. But, as camp goes, and as the roster begins to formulate or get, downsized to the level that it will be at the end of spring, we may have to, revisit the outfield, and maybe that happens, a week from now or 3 weeks from now. But I think the primary focus is to try to see what we can do to keep him comfortable at the plate, playing a position that he's very comfortable at, which is first base.
All right. Boy, always great to catch up with you, and I'll see you over here at the Salt River Fields, and I appreciate you taking the time, and we get so many questions, and you're the guy to answer all these questions. So, Bobby, thanks again so much.
Hey, my pleasure, Marty. Thank you.